Hey friends, trust you well wherever you are at. If you're watching my video or podcast, great to have you here with me. Today is Monday and it's a good day and it's going to get better. Proverbs 4:18 says that the path of the just is like the shining light that shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. So I'm going to have a great day and I'm praying you are whenever you're listening to this, wherever you're at in the world. So hey, quick catch up. Today's Monday, my day off, but I actually will be in my church this evening working, and had a great day yesterday. Really love being with spirit-filled people and spirit-filled worship. So what am I doing? I am here in New England this week. Next week I will be traveling to the nation of Ireland. Going to be in Ireland for about a week doing ministry there in the north and the south, connecting with some old friends and some new friends, and really looking at setting up a missions base in Ireland. So I've been having some interesting conversations there about doing an ongoing more of a building than a blessing project in Ireland. So more about that. I'm actually recording a course this week as well, an online course. Really been trying to get my ministry school back online, and I'm going to have a course that's out later in this week, probably out Thursday evening or Friday. It's probably going to be about 20 hours of teaching on the subject of revelation. And I want to give you a few quick thoughts on that today. So if you're interested, we have an introductory price for that later in the week. Check back here. Boom. So let me just share something real quick with you. I was thinking today about, I was thinking about insider trading. No, I was thinking about inside information. Inside information. God wants us to live by inside information, inside the Bible, but it should be inside us. I was thinking about that Psalm 51, where David, you know, David really messed up, didn't he? King David, he committed so many sins, you know, Bathsheba, he committed adultery, betrayal, murder. He involved his own troops in a way and made them complicitous in the murder of Uriah. You know, deception, all of these things. It's really interesting though, when in Psalm 51, when David prays, David says, "I acknowledge my transgressions. My sin is always before me. Against you and you alone have I sinned." It's not my thought today, but I was thinking last week about three words. Have you ever thought about this? Sin, transgression, and iniquity. You know, sometimes we use these verses, these words interchangeably, and that's okay, but sin, transgression, and iniquity. And really, there are sins we commit against God. There are sins, those are called sin. There are sins we commit against our own soul that affects us. That's called iniquity in a way. Iniquity relates to your own soul, and trespasses are actually sins against other people. You know, we sometimes get this idea, sin is sin is sin, and that's true, but the effects of sin are really different. You know, if I were to lie to my 10, 11-year-old son, what's going to happen? Not a lot, really. Might disappoint him, but there's no consequence, probably, at least in the short term. If I were to lie to my wife, I'm going to sleep on the couch. Yeah. If I were to lie, if I were employed by, you know, an employer, if I lied, I might get fired. If I were to lie to, you know, the federal government or someone like that, or a judge, I could be put in jail. If I were to lie to God, you see, same thing, different consequence. And also, what would it do to me if I were lying? So, David's really honest here. He talks about his sin. And really want to get to here, Psalm 51:6 says, "Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts. In the hidden part, you will make me, you will enable me, you'll empower me to know wisdom." It's a real quick thought today on that one verse. David's praying and he says this amazing thing. He says, "God, you desire something. You desire truth in the inward parts. You desire the hidden part of me to know your wisdom." And I just want to leave you with that thought today. But I think one of the greatest keys to life, to walking with God, is having God write truth on the inside of you. So much of the danger in Christianity is we wander around with secondhand knowledge, secondhand information. Do you remember in Matthew 16, Jesus said to the disciples, let me paraphrase, but this is what he said. He said, what do you know about me through other people? Who do men say that I am? And they say you're John the Baptist, you're Elijah, you're one of the prophets. And then he said, that's nice, but who do you say that I am? And while they were searching for an answer, God wrote truth on the heart of Peter. And then from the abundance of his heart, Matthew 12, 34, the mouth speaks. Peter then said, you're the Christ, you are the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Pete, you're blessed. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven revealed it to you. Peter just got inside information. He got truth in the inner parts. And the danger for us is that what doctrine does is give us secondhand truth, and it's good, it's important, it's good that we have those things. But if we only operate with things we've learned about God through other people, they don't necessarily sink into our heart. And it's possible to walk around for years thinking that we're believing things that we don't really believe. We've simply given intellectual acquiescence to them. It's like they're an article of faith rather than actually what we believe. I was watching a politician last week, not a good thing to do, but somebody asked him, you know, as a Catholic, what do you think of abortion? And it's so funny, this guy gave two completely different answers. He said, as a Catholic, it's an article of faith that abortion is murder, it's a sin. But as a politician, I think we should provide abortion and fund abortions and, you know, promote fight for abortion and those kind of things. Now, I'm not condemning anybody who's had an abortion, but the point is, like, his faith was an article of faith, but he was saying, but what he really believes is what he actually does, is what's in the real world. Again, the point here is not to talk about abortion, but rather to say God wants truth that actually lives on the inside of us. That's what we actually really believe. And the danger is you only really find out what you believe when life presses your buttons, when life pushes you, when you actually you know, need that belief. It's easy to believe and have great doctrine. Christ is the healer, F.F. Bosworth. You know, you have all this systematic theology on healing, but you'll find out what you believe when you're sick. You'll find out what you believe when somebody near to you is sick. That's when you're under pressure, Mark chapter 4. Will you let go of the word? Will the word, the pressure of life, choke the word? Will it you be shallow and spring up and, oh, hallelujah, I believe that, but have no root in yourself and not bear fruit? So how do we get truth in the inward parts? Come back and do my course later in the week and I'll share that now. I don't think it's actually that hard. I would say this. I think it takes the Spirit of God to make the Word of God real to us. Our brains and our ears can hear the Word of God, but it will be information. And that's good because we need our minds renewed. But it takes the Spirit of God to write a living letter, a living epistle on the heart of a man or a woman. So how do we get revelation? How do we get inside information? Real quick. Number one, admit you don't have it. If you don't, that's really an empowering thing. Christians, you know, get so religious. I love going to God and say, Lord, I lack something. I don't know how to do this, but I want to learn. I'm open to have you doing that in my heart. So if you don't have it, don't pretend you do have it. Come to the Lord in humility. God gives grace to the humble. Number two, take those scriptures and here's the thing, the truth you put in your head will end up in your heart. The truth you put in your mouth will end up in your heart. The truth you think about and engage on, the truth you meet God in. So take a verse in the Bible and chew on it. Psalm 1, blessed is the man who meditates in his word day and night. Just keep going over and over and over and just keep chewing on it. And sometimes it's like the Lord says, nah, you don't really believe that yet, but keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. Keep saying it. Keep engaging with it, and the Spirit of God will begin to, you know, pray in the Spirit as you read a verse. It will begin to sink into your heart. And the great thing is, Deuteronomy 29:29 is when God reveals something to you, it belongs to you, and then you get inheritance to release into the life of others. Boom. I hope that helps. Hey, I'll be having some snippets from my upcoming course out every day in the month of November. And again, check out that course. There's a reduced price for the first 2 weeks, and I know it would be a blessing to you. Boom. Again, real quick, thanks to everybody who prays for us. I have, I think, one or two dates open in Ireland. If any friends in Ireland want to arrange a gig, a speaking engagement there, message me privately. I'd be open to talking about that. On our Facebook page, or I think our website, there's an offering thing if you want to help send us to Ireland and defer some of the expenses for that. I'd appreciate that. It's my birthday in 6 days' time. So if you want to give me a birthday present, send me on a mission trip. Boom. Again, hit the subscribe button down there. Check out the links below. Sign up for our email newsletter and you get a free gift when you do that. And lastly, why not share this video online? Have a great day. Enjoy your day and walk with the Lord. Bye for now.